I am not a nerd.
Sci-fi party line.
Welcome to the emergency episode of Sci-Fi Party Line. This is your hostess, Kat, and today I have with me Carl.
What's happening, Kat?
Hey, hey. And we have back Nene.
Hi, I'm so affected by this.
Dearly beloved, we've gathered here today.
Is anybody left? That's all I'm asking. You got folks limping around now. Most of the cast is dead. I don't know what we're doing.
So each of us we're fresh off watching the last episode of The Walking Dead, which is the fourth episode of season two, and it's called Killer Instinct, and which we had some major deaths. And we're going to talk about those straight out the gate because I'm hurting right now. Mm-hmm. I'm hurting. We've been waiting on it forever. Carl, you and I and Nene, we've been talking about it, how we've been T-Dog. He's been hanging by a thread because he's the black guy. He doesn't have anything to do. I kind of lost track and caught me off guard. He was talking more this episode. I didn't know that meant that the brother was going to die. We held out a very long time for T-Dog, and he met his demise.
Listen, when we had this discussion before, the issue is, because T-Dog had been strung along for like two whole seasons, you know, rolling into the third now, just barely making, we figured, we knew he was going to get it. So we figured it's going to have to be an epic, heroic end, you know, because they are really saving T-Dog for something truly, truly heroic in terms of how he was going to meet his demise. So, yes, in this episode, we got to see the demise. Incredible. No. Incredible no. demise.
No. This episode was rude. Rude. Ugh. I was so upset with this episode because I watched Inside the Walking Dead and expressly saw T-Dog say, there's going to be a whole lot of T-Dog in this season. So much more T-Dog. That was literally the last thing I saw before this episode. I'm like, oh, cool. That's going to be good. No. What is that? Rip off his jaw and that's a lot more T-Dog. Like, I didn't need to see the insides. I wanted
T-Dog,
to see
exactly. The
T-Dog
inside.
Alive.
We saw, yes.
Oh my god. Oh man, T-Dog, we hardly knew ye.
Rib cage and flannel, that was all that was
really?
Left.
Yeah, that's all that was left. And oh man, I didn't expect to see him go. And then not only did he die, he got upstaged by even more gruesome death.
Poor
so thing. He could a whole episode dedicated to his death.
No, they couldn't do that. They
that was a shocker. It was for shock value. I mean, because we didn't even get a chance to recover, you know?
No.
Just not even a chance to recover. But I knew, the weird thing is, how did they expect Lori to survive a C-section anyway? I mean, they knew that was going to happen because her first kid was a C-section, so, and they prepared for it. But I don't know what they were... I don't know. Maybe they were just being hopeful that she was going to live or something.
Well, you know, Herschel's straight off the farm. So, you know, he may have had a staple gun and some rum or something, you know, because he had been training. Who was it he was training?
Carol.
Carol. He'd been training Carol all that time to do something. And I assume
cut zombies.
Yeah. So, you know, I agree with you. I don't quite know what, you know, farm solution he may have had in mind. But you
well,
know,
he brought a kid back from the dead. The Carl was shot up.
Yeah,
so if he could see his foot and bled practically all out.
Yeah, his hands still work.
Yeah.
I know, but like he came back from that injury. Can't have lost his blood. I mean, she can't have lost as much blood as he did.
Yeah. What I don't understand is why she couldn't just like clench a little bit and wait, because what happened was I'm serious, because like after she got capped in the head, they kind of walked out freely with the baby. They didn't have to fight. They didn't have to do anything. They just kind of strolled out. So if she had, just kind of like zipped it up for a little bit, then maybe she would have just chilled. And she had, like, really? Do you get cut across the gut like that once you're doing a C-section? I mean, Maggie could have been a little bit more gentle. She didn't have to slice her diagonally across. She said, cut me across where my scar is. Which, and then Maggie just like,
What happened to hours of labor? I mean, it was like 2 seconds of labor.
Well, what had happened was I watched this episode of Special Victims Unit Law and Order. And
so basically,
that's the authority of giving birth.
You're a trained professional now. Is what you're doing. I see. You're ready.
Yeah, I don't know. This was... I'm traumatized.
Like, I don't know. No, I mean, that woman was pregnant for like 13 months, so I don't understand why she couldn't have labor longer than 5 minutes.
Okay, show of hands, who thought it was a zombie baby?
I was hoping for a zombie baby. I am serious. I was straight up. Was it like Garbage Pail Kid coming out? Next? I was
like Quato for a minute.
Thank you. I was ready for a zombie baby because that would have been just the last twist in all of this. We're losing all these people in the C-section, and the Carl's right there got to shoot his mama. And then after all of that, it's like, feed me. You know, that would have been it.
That would still happen because the kid may die. It may not live.
Yeah, because, like, who's going to feed it? Who has breast milk?
I know!
Who's going to be on the teat? Like, how is that going to work?
It could also have a lizard tongue. So, you know, you know, if you're ready for that V action.
Wrong series.
You had to bring it in there, didn't you?
Again, drawing from the 80s for inspiration.
You can't talk about Guado babies without V. I'm sorry. You can bring
it in. Yeah, I started it. Oh my God, this season has just, like, we complain about that farm and they listen to us. Thank you, because you have been giving us constant zombgasms, if I can, you know, if you'll let me do that. So, you know, all is not lost. They replaced T-Dog with another bald-headed black guy, so...
They secretly switched. Let's see if the audience notices.
Oh, stop. I already like that guy better. I already like him, but he's already more vocal. Like, where are the balls on you?
That's like as much as he's going to say, and then he's going to be the T-Dog, the new T-Dog. But I'm pretty sure that guy's going to get killed by the end of the season because there's like way too many black people on this show now. Just like Arrow. Arrow has like half this cast is black, so you know they're gonna have to thin that out.
No, that's the CW. Totally different, though. That's okay. Totally different.
Okay, we'll let that slide. So I want to kind of start from the beginning, if we can, and then kind of go back up. We went a whole season on the farm. We come back. Everybody's all grizzled from the winter. You know, Carl's all hardcore. He looks a little older. His hair is shaggy. He's capping zombie like he's, you know, in a gangster video. I mean, he is just everybody. They have a formation. They have a routine and a rhythm. And they are doing a great job. And they find the prison.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
He's first gonna lose his virginity to what's her face, Maggie's younger sister.
What is that, Elizabeth or Amy?
Amy. Wait. Yeah, Amy. That's right. Yeah.
Other Amy. I thought Amy was Andrea's sister.
Oh, yeah. That's right. What was the girl's name? Oh, Beth. Beth. It's Herschel's daughter.
Yeah,
Herschel's daughter. That's right. You're right.
So yeah.
They're like making eyes at each other, and
it's very inappropriate. It's inappropriate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She got her little shirt tied under there. You just saw her little bow in the front there.
Maybe she'll get pregnant, and then
which bad. But so they find the prison. They get on the outer ring. They say we got to go inside. There might be more supplies, more food. Blah blah. They go. They hack in there. They get in there. There's like a whole horde. They're like hacking their way through the horde. Herschel gets bitten, and they proceed to hack the man's leg off. And they have an audience of prisoners who exclaim, "Holy shit!" And I mean, it was a very good intro. Like, it was so gruesome.
Oh, yeah,
Like,
they weren't playing.
who hacks a man's leg off like that in three chops in the middle of zombies chasing you?
Well, look, I gotta admit, I would rather have my leg cut off than to become a zombie. So that was a pretty good, emergency room move by the crew. They're on the floor there.
Yeah,
So
well,
none of them.
hacked T-Dog's shoulder off because it was too close to everything.
That there was no chance. And we knew right away when T-Dog was bit, ain't no saving T-Dog. So that
Right.
we knew right away, no chance for him.
Yeah.
What I liked about Herschel's leg incident is that they didn't quite know if that was even going to work, but they had to save him because he was the only doctor. So they did that, and then Lori gives him freaking CPR
Yeah,
just
that was
right
kind of
when he's
nasty.
dying. I'm like, oh, I can't watch this part.
I thought he was gonna hop up from that bunk bed.
I know.
Just start munching on her jaw.
So, because that's how they sound. Oh my God. And wow, it was just such a great introduction. It's so crazy.
Yes, that was a good one. That was a good time.
Trying to vie for Rick's position, that moment where he tries to kill him and Rick's had too much, like he's had enough of this, and then Rick just chops
That was straight up crazy, cheesy horror movie from like Halloween or something. He's just like chop, and I was like, that worked, okay. Oh my
It wasn't
God.
a lot of debate there. There was not a lot of discussion.
Yeah,
That was just it.
we find that Rick is really short-tempered. He's not messing with the BS. He's making really quick decisions, all of them geared to save the team. If something goes wrong, he doesn't like it. Screw it. They're gone. I don't want to hear it. I like it. Oh, man.
He's doing gristle.
Yeah. So, Andrea and Michonne.
All right. So particularly last week's episode where they first find the overturned bus bunker, town, whatever's going on there, but
Woodbury.
Mayberry among the zombies.
By the way, didn't that look like Jericho
Dude.
Town?
Dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, listen, I was also bringing up, remember last week's episode of Revolution? Also, where
It's
yes,
looking a little Fallen Skies too.
it's just like all of these shows converged for two episodes. It was
Can't watch Revolution. There are too many hot people in that show. I just can't watch it. It's just too. I'm sorry. Just because the electricity fell off the face of the earth or whatever doesn't mean that only hot people survived.
What is with you and Carl and they're not being hot people at
Look,
the end of the world?
you
Humanly,
gotta keep
everywhere
it
you turn.
real. You gotta keep it real. I mean, you look around, the Walking Dead crew, they look like they've been through it. All right. They look like they have been through an apocalypse, running through jails, that kind of. You don't see, glamour shots, pristine leather outfits. No, you do not see people styling and profiling with the Walking Dead.
Andrea
That's
had makeup on in this last episode and like nasty Pollyanna hair. I was going, when did you have a chance to do this? But anyway, back to your story about
Had
Revolution.
makeup on and lost.
She's a Mayberry, so they may have had a little Mary Kay acting out
Mayberry
for her.
Woodbury? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You
Oh,
know what? Shut it down.
so
Shut it.
I was not because, like you said, given the excitement and the action and just the raw chaos that busted out in the first episode of this season, to detour into the preserve, because what I always say, we've seen that story before, guys, right? Come on, where they find some little oasis in the midst of all the chaos, and one guy is in charge, and is he a nice guy or is he a bad guy? Well, only slowly throughout the intriguing investigation, because obviously it's always going to seem wonderful. Oh, everyone, look, their kids are
No,
skipping on the way to school.
no.
There are flowers along the side of the overturned bus. There's no hint that things are amiss here. Let's settle down. We time and time and time before. So, you know, I'm like, come on, Walking Dead. Come on, don't be taking me here.
The only person fooled by that was Andrea. Michonne's like, let's leave now. We have to leave now. The only person fooled by that is Andrea. In fact, she's annoying me so much. She's pulling out her best 80s overacting right now. I mean, she's really taking the cake. Even her hair, she's like dynasty dramatic right now. And I don't understand why she... I think it's just because it's so asinine that she'd want to stay there.
I would want to stay there. There are beds with sheets.
No.
Bathtub. She has totally stayed there.
She owes so much to Michonne. She owes
If you know what, Michonne, all she has to say, you know what? I want to be a soldier. I want to join your unit. I'm going to stand up here with my sword. You can watch me. Boom. You're done. She don't have to walk around scowling like Worf and Teal'c all up.
This season between Michonne and Charlie from Revolution, do all of the badass women have to act with their foreheads? What's up with that? What is up with that? It's like they have this whole personality where suddenly the forehead enters the scene and then it's just the scowl that follows. So just watch. You know, they don't even say anything. They just act with foreheads now. So that's new. That's new.
Revolution made my eyes hurt. I just couldn't. I couldn't look at all that pretty.
But guess what? It's going on a V hiatus. So
because it sucked really hard. Yeah. I agree with you regarding the whole, I'm suspicious of you, and I'm going to be super obvious about it by putting my finger in all the bullet holes, checking the fresh blood, looking for ammo in the gun. Like, I mean, she just... And then she just kind of egged him on with all this stuff where she could have just been like, wow, that must have been a heck of a fight. Glad you guys were there to get the stuff or something. Like,
and of course,
I don't know why she had to egg him on.
And of course, the governor's just going to kick back and go, yes, no, absolutely nothing happened here. Simply because you're in the middle of my town, surrounded by people with guns, and I've got your sword in another room, I'm just going to let you walk around being suspicious. Nothing to go on. No problem. No, you're not on to me. Come on, you guys.
Yeah, so this guy... go ahead, Stephanie.
I think the only thing that's keeping her alive right now is that she's a woman.
Well, oh, yeah, they need some breeding ladies.
28 days later up in here.
So the governor has his little, you know, oasis going on, like Carl says. However, what he does, he's fooling half of the town. He has the guy from the helicopter that he rescued, took back to the lab, got the doctor to work on him, found out where his complement was or his army crew. And he went out, the governor, to find the army crew, killed them, took their supplies and their cars, the vehicles. Why would he do that instead of having the extra manpower? Because I thought he could use soldiers.
Probably because
they weren't going to follow him. That's why. They weren't going to pay any attention to him. So, you know, if he said, soldiers, I need you to rally behind my cause of, you know, worshiping heads in an aquarium, come to my little town of Mayberry and everything will be fine. These dudes were way outgunned compared to what his team had. There's no way they were going to just fall in line and follow this guy. Oh,
that's right. It was the threat. I mean, because he was in charge, and then everybody, no matter how long he had been in charge, everybody in the town would be like, oh, the National Guard or whatever they were. Yeah, we want some semblance of what we had before, and would follow those guys.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm still stuck on the like 120 thread count sheets in the bedroom and a mattress with the bathtub because I take two showers per day because I like water and soap and lotion.
I think it's Andrea realizes that the governor likes her, that Philip likes her, and so she's playing that. She's using her sexuality.
Yeah, I know. You see the way she's shifting from one foot to the other. She has her little 80s off-the-shoulder shirt.
Straight up dynasty up
right,
in there.
Right. I noticed that. And so I'm on to her. But remember the naked lady laying in the governor's bed? I think there's going to be a cat fight.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that because.
First of all, Andrea could take her, so that ain't gonna be an issue.
Yeah, that's A. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he doesn't really care much. I think that the lady naked in the bed was just that, like, you know, just a sex thing. But I think he has this affinity towards Andrea for some reason, even though she is not being any kind of attractive right now to me. She's just like, she was way more attractive when she and Shane had something going on.
Oh, Shane. Man. Miss Shane.
Sorry.
That's ghost. The good old days. I know, the ghost of Shane. But, So, what about these aquariums full of heads?
We don't know what's going on with that.
Like,
I don't know.
How would you do that?
Just to show how crazy you really are. I mean, we needed something to let the audience know immediately that the governor is completely off the rocker. So, you know, an aquarium full of zombie heads, that's pretty quick to the punch right there. Ain't a lot you can explain away with that collection right
it
there.
It just put a mustache in the room and started twirling it. Yep. I just didn't. It was too much.
Yep.
It was too much. It was
Listen, we already knew he was creepy because he killed all the army people.
Yeah, but that could have been enough. I wanted him to be like a shade of gray crazy, like Baltar or something like that. You know, I wanted him to be something else. But now that we know he's a, you know, head keeper in aquariums, I mean, like, what?
What is that about? I don't know. Is it salt water? Is it brine to keep them preserved or
seriously,
something?
Seriously? That's what you want to know about it?
I need to know the chemistry. And it's the chemistry that I'm giving. Because, you know, technically,
that's
he
what you want to know, Stephanie?
Yeah, he does have his own crazy mad scientist working on staff. So, you know, he's hanging out in the background going, okay, well, I tried molasses last week. This week, vinegar pickling. And we're going to see.
Well, the thing is, the mad scientist is like, I still think there's a kernel of a soul in there. And I don't know, maybe he's keeping them as trophy souls. I don't know.
Trophy souls. That's going to be on the quote on sci-fi.com.
But the thing is, those heads were still alive. I mean, and that was another thing that I was extremely feeling like.
Too Torchwood.
Rude. Yeah. Killing pets. I wanted to know more about them. I wanted to find out that they were related to her, or that
she never tell.
I wanted to find out because that would have been even more heartbreaking, right up Walking Dead's alley. But no, she freaking just killed him and made me
all
sad.
He dead.
And then they weren't really dead because the heads were still alive. So that was weird. I'm like, ooh, are they gonna keep them alive?
She's supposed to be like badass. Right now, she's bad boring.
Well, she's not boring, but she's getting on my nerves because if she's supposed to be so wily and smart and survivalist, then she shouldn't be tempting fate like she's doing right now.
No, I agree. I agree. Her stuff does not seem to be consistent with the dark. Either she should leave, or she should be tortured to joint. Well, none of this hanging out, you know, well, we'll just wait another day and see how things pan out. That does not seem consistent with her.
Yeah, but I mean, there's sheets and linens. And then, like, out there, there's, like, zombies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'd at least take a pillowcase.
I don't think.
And a bar of soap.
I don't think thread count is real high on her list,
dude.
Of issues,
that would be on mine.
I know, be yours.
What the hell? So there are sheets, but you know he supposedly got these walls under control. I saw some overturned trucks and a street. Like I didn't see the whole perimeter and. I don't know. It seems like a little bit harder to have walls around that city block or whatever it was, 4 or 5.
You know, the man has kept a town together. If he want to put heads in aquariums, why not? You know, that's a very innovative man cave is what it is.
Well, it was kind of cool mood lighting, I got to admit. There was a shimmer going on there.
What type of mood are we talking? Because not sexy.
And why do they have electricity?
Oh,
I'm
they do
a
have
little bit.
electric horn.
Yeah, and see, and I asked that question too because I was having a revolution flashback. I was like, "Oh, this is a revolution. That's right. They do have electricity here."
But how
So,
do they, like, why? Oh, I guess somebody's doing it. I want to know who's cutting the lawn at the prison.
zombie goats? I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe
Yeah.
grass is all trampled because of all the bodies there. I don't
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Indeed.
You got after me about the brine, and you want to know who cuts the grass at the prison? Really?
I'm still at the thread count. But yeah, so we go through all of that and we didn't really get that much. Like Merle is back. Why is Merle back? With like he's like ashes from Evil Dead's hillbilly cousin or something with the crazy one hand gadget. Whatever.
Steampunk Merle, he's dangerous.
Ridiculous.
He's
Like,
dangerous.
well, he's about to die. The governor realizes that he's at risk now.
I hope not. I kind of want to see Merle
Certainly
do
not,
something.
because why is he a risk? Because he wants to go look for his brother.
Because he dares to go against what the governor says.
That's
I
true.
think
That's true. Mm-hmm.
the usefulness of Merle is that he was like a dog, you know,
Yep.
like an attack dog.
The
And
sheriff.
then he had like an independent thought, and the governor's like weighing his options on how long Merle's gonna live now.
Yeah. Right. So we he doesn't like independent thought. What we're hoping, because I'm kind of happy to see Merle again. I was hoping he would be meaner, but at least we're seeing him
Yeah,
again. So
he's
what?
weird. He's
Yeah,
empathetic.
I think the loss of the arm mellowed him out. Is probably what is going on there. But
Moment with him and Andrea where he's all like trying to hit on her and stuff.
In the
yeah,
worst way
Andrea
possible.
was flirting right on back there, wasn't she? She was like,
Yeah, it was
"Oh
so
yes,
creepy.
if only it hadn't been for your creepy brother, things might have worked out." But
And you're a racist.
yeah, well, now you know, little things you work around, little things.
Oh, you work around
She's
it.
trying
Well, if I
to.
could work around the heads in the aquarium, it's just for sheets. So.
And yeah, I was about to say, don't forget the thread count.
Yeah.
So what I'm hoping is Merle and Michonne are going to team up and tear up the joint. Now, I don't mean relationship wise.
Oh,
I mean those two are going to say, you know, this joint is just a little too odd. And you know, Merle's going to figure out the governor does not want him to go, and Michonne is also wants to go and is having some issue. Those two need to bring a little chaos to Mayberry, and that I think would be an interesting episode.
So
Yeah, it would.
when do you think the two camps are gonna merge, converge?
Oh,
Mm-hmm.
I think they're leaving the prison pretty soon.
Really?
I don't think Rick can handle it, probably. Well, because they got the vehicles going, it was kind of like a little foreshadowing. Because at the beginning of the episode, when they're moving the vehicles into the gates and they're like pointing them facing out just in case we have to get out of here really fast, could be that all of the perimeter is completely, what's the word, compromised.
Yeah.
And so now it's not as safe as it was
That's a
because of
good
what's his
thing.
face.
Yeah. The one guy he didn't kill, he let go and he came back. That's who was spying on and for K Carol.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, and can we just say that one headscarf does not equal eaten by a zombie? They
True.
just kind of assumed Carol died. They
True.
had full T Dog carcass laid out in front of them.
Yep.
They had that.
Yep.
And they just assumed because of a scarf that Carol
Yep.
died.
I
What?
agree with you.
And what was with her headgear? One that she was wearing like a Rastafarian hat, and then she was wearing
I
like a gypsy scarf. Like, what is going on with her?
know. Plot device, anyone?
Yeah, because if it was something less detectable, then when it was all blood soaked and found in the hallway, we wouldn't have known it was hers. So we needed this crazy, crazy.
I
I was looking for like a Chiquita banana hat next, was just to show up with little flowers and fruit. But yeah, so no, I don't think she's dead. I don't think she's dead.
I
She's
didn't
not.
even get, I didn't even read that as being hers. I just like, why is he picking up a scarf? And then I went off because I thought she had on that Rastafarian beanie hat when she
No,
walked. And so I
it
didn't.
was the head wrap. That's it.
Oh, okay. Well, that was too subtle for me because I didn't get into you guys just said it.
Yeah.
Listen, she's growing out her hair, and that's the awkward stage. And she's trying to get laid by Daryl or
You.
whatever. So
You.
I don't know if he likes Rastafarians.
That is just a nasty secret sauce to imagine there, those two. I do not want to even go there.
My brain shuts down at that.
No way! I want that to happen. Carol needs to get her groove back. She just
When she flirted with him, I was just like, ew. The thing is, it's like, if you really look at her, she's not that old and she's not craggy or ugly. It's just something with her hair. Like, what do you, I don't know.
She's growing it out. She's in the
awkward phase. So she has the beanie on and she's going to take it out and it's going to be like that long makeup commercial where her hair flows out and she's going to be all beautiful.
She is growing a man trap right now. She's growing longer hair. That's what it is.
It's a man trap. All right. That's nice.
She's of childbearing age still? Come on.
Are you sure? Well, I guess if you're in your 40s.
She's not Jamie Lee Curtis, my God. She's still young.
She really does look like it, though. I keep waiting for the Activa.
People so very early. Oh my gosh, they do.
Oh.
I don't even know what color my hair is right now.
Your shit's purple or something, right?
Well, but I don't know what my normal hair color is anymore. Like, I could have gray hair. I haven't seen my natural hair color in
like. You'd see it if it was coming in. You'd see it.
All right, no, my natural color is pink and black.
Yeah, because you're made of candy.
It's the scarf. I put the scarf on one day and it came out that way.
So, you know, just because Rick didn't let that one guy, he didn't cap that one guy, his wife is dead and T-Dog's dead.
Rick does that whole guilt brooding thing pretty well, so that's probably going to be part of the story arc. He's going to blame himself and have this epiphany.
That was very unfortunate.
Yeah, because he's already gone dark, so I mean, now this is gonna be a bad time for Rick.
I had tears in my eyes because his crying scene was really hard to watch, a grown man just wail and cry like that and then lose his balance and then fall over and crawling with his legs was in the air, and it was terrible. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, Carl was manning up more than that. I mean, he just shot his own mom and he's like, Dad, for real? You know, come on. Come on. Suck it up, man.
I thought it was pretty well done because from the first episode, you realize that Laurie and Rick are, you know, almost completely done in their relationship. And then when she saves, it's like she starts to redeem herself when she's able to save Herschel. So then he goes out there and kind of gives her a little bit of encouragement and thanks. And you can see where their relationship is starting to mend. And then in the third episode, when all the zombies are coming on everybody, including his son, he yells out Lori's name when he's running. So that was pretty telling, you know, that he still loved her and that she was obviously at the forefront of his mind. Sorry, Carl, but yeah.
It's all right. Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah, well, not you, Carl, the baby part of the son. Jeez,
the world around Carl right now.
I'm just feeling bonding with the characters here. It's all right. It's all right.
Whoa, man. So this has been. I'm gonna, you know, overuse the word epic, but it was because I had actual tears. I'm gonna go for epic because wow. A woman's stomach got gashed open. It made me like wonder about how women survived before modern medicine, and did these things happen all the time, and what would happen if she did just clench a little bit and held out, and you know what? Leave me alone. Yeah, dude. She could have clinched it because she could still be alive. I would not sit there and let some random woman have a dirty knife and cut me open to save some kid who doesn't have breast milk and may not, like, who's gonna, like, is he gonna be fed like a baby bird? Like, really? Or somebody just gonna, like, meh, meh, meh. And then, you know, like, how is the baby gonna eat? He does not have milk. His mom is gone. They can't get milk from that teat. It'll be zombie milk.
No, or just gonna go to formula. That, or they've been collecting it all along in preparation of childbirth.
Okay. Because, oh, thank you, Stephanie, because that sounds great.
Well, the thing is, I mean, she's so malnourished. They probably kind of banked on the fact that she wouldn't have very much breast milk anyway, you know, so they probably were picking it up on the way. That's my best guess.
All right. Okay. Now, they're making the formula run in the next episode. So they already showed us in the preview that's what's coming. So I guess the food did not properly plan ahead of time, because there is a scene where they're sending Daryl out for formula. So yeah, that's the exciting next episode. Daryl and the Huggies coming up on Walking Dead.
God,
yeah. Stephanie, I just bought into your whole thing, and then he broke out the preview.
I'm sorry. I just, you know, we had wandered into breast milk. I had to do something. All right, I'm sorry.
She was pregnant for so long, so long, and nobody could think that through.
They didn't think that. Like, seriously, I think for everybody's sake, she should have clinched.
Well, I love when Maggie's like, oh, we don't have time for this. shut up, stop giving birth right now. I like pushed her through the door. That was awesome.
I didn't think Lori was going to get the shank so soon, man. Yeah. It was crazy. And then, you know, I really wanted to see her zombified.
Yeah, that's, and to see what we can hope for. What we can hope for is maybe Carl didn't quite have the heart to do it. And that, you know, he shot right next to her. And then in an upcoming episode, Zombie Mom will be back.
That, you see, that's awesome.
Wouldn't that be freaky? That
I wanted to at least twisted... see T-Dog come back. Like them, they have to kill him or something.
Yeah,
that would have been awesome.
T-Dog could have been munching on somebody, for real, when they went around that corner. Now, that's what I thought we were going to see. When we cut around the corner, and instead of them, you know, shooting the guys that were eating on T-Dog, I thought T-Dog was going to be chomping down on somebody, and that would have been the cruelest end. The cruelest end.
Man. Yeah, that would have sucked.
But then when he was like, God got a plan for me, and blah, 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 I'm like, this is T-Dog about to die? Yeah. I was like, is this happening right now?
Got a lot to say in this episode. Yep. Yeah, that's how
I
we
know. Do. I was with you. I was all the way up to the point when his jaw got ripped off of his face. I was like, somehow this is going to happen. They're going to revive him. Somebody's going to wake up from a dream or something's going to happen. I was holding on to that. And then his jaw got ripped off. And I'm like, no, he's probably going to.
Probably not going to stick that off. No. No. I don't think a tourniquet will help.
When that happened, I had some serious, genuine concern around me. I gasped and like started to cry a little bit, and there was some genuine concern.
You know, I gotta tell you, it was taking Carol a mighty long time to go out that door. What I mean, T-Dog is three zombies back with his hand. Go, Carol! Carol steps past him and looks at him. Go, Carol! She goes to the door. She stops and looks. Go, Carol! You know, and then comes the neck munch, you know. She's like, oh, I just have to watch as T-Dog is devoured as the sunlight comes through my hair. You know, it was just like, come on. I've been through that door by now, really.
Oh, man.
I would have been like, yep, thanks. Thanks for that. See you later.
Man, that's brutal. It's just brutal episode, man. That was some good stuff. So, let's see. Can we make... So, I want to know, when are the two camps going to converge? And then, at what point is Woodbury going to fall? And how?
Mayberry?
Woodbury.
It's called Woodbury.
Oh, really? Is that actually what it's called?
It's called Woodbury.
Oh, that's... Okay, that's...
I knew that from my zombie board game of Walking Dead.
I took notes.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay.
So, yeah, I really think that probably Michonne and Merle are going to tear up the joint. And, because, you know, you gotta wake up the Oasis. It's been placid for too long. got crazy governor in charge of things. Something's got to happen.
Well, would why they? Don't they just displace the governor guy and just make it work? I mean, they have such a great thing going there. They have bathtubs.
You see, you are harping on the bathtubs in the three counties.
Like, I like showers and baths.
Think about Michonne and think about Merle. Those two are not about, you know, what is it, Mayberry, Woodbury. They're, it's just not their scene.
But they have toothpaste.
Okay, see, so for them, you know, if they were just to take slice and take out the governor, those two wouldn't want that joint. They wouldn't stay. So they're probably going to do something. I know you would stay. They're probably going to do something, and it's just going to wreck the joint. And then all the, you know, nice family folks are going to be running out while the zombies are chasing them down.
People can't have anything nice. Like, why wouldn't you maintain that? Have an oasis of awesome, and have everything going on, and you got to look in the man cave and see the heads in the aquarium. Just leave it alone. Take a shower. Take a bath. Plant some flowers. Mm-hmm. Be nice that you're not on the run having zombies on your ass when you have a nice place where you can build up and probably, you know, kill them off one by one, you know?
If you can't keep a prison secure, if you can't keep a prison secure with multiple levels of fences.
That was somebody in there hating.
Overturned bus and some bushes are not going to stop the zombie onslaught. I'm sorry. Because there will always be somebody inside that can mess stuff up. So.
Listen, this is what I have against Woodbury, okay? So you've got this kid with a messiah complex. They call him the governor, okay? If they had called him Steve, it would have been a little bit more trustworthy because he wouldn't have had, like, this title and nothing else, and I don't
it's
have a first name.
It's a nickname, not a title.
No, they call him that. It's a title, and I pointed that out. And he's like, oh, yeah, nobody calls me by my real name. It's the Phillip. Governor. That's well, yeah, we know. Phillip. But see, listen. Phil, if his name was Phil, you know, people would have, I don't know.
Left a long been a time little ago. Bit more
Shane had a name, and it didn't help him.
Yeah.
Listen.
Boom.
This dude has a messiah complex. He's so running Shane. The show. Well, Shane died, so.
And Shane's name is cooler. Come on, you know. Would you follow a dude named Shane or a dude named Philip? You know, what are those two?
Phil. But then people would be like, doctor, and then it'll be a thing. And then, yeah, I'd rather government than Phil, because people would be like, Dr. Phil. And
so Shane, I don't think he had a messiah complex, because he was all survival, and
He was just crazy, yeah.
Rick has more of Shane in him now that Shane's gone, actually.
Yeah.
Rick used to have a messiah complex where he wanted to save everybody. Now he's like, let's keep with our own. And this governor guy... I don't know. That's not leadership to me. That's somebody that is off. And obviously, I mean, we find that out in the show, but even so, even when this is first happening, something just didn't sit right. And I think for me, it started when it was like, oh, this guy's name is the governor. Like, I'm sorry, I can't trust that. I'm sorry, I can't. I mean, who are you? I'm the governor. Well, I mean, I would totally.
People
trust
called him. He didn't call himself the governor, did he?
I don't think so.
Other people call him that.
Yeah. Well, but he let them. If somebody were calling me that, I'd be like, no thanks. It's Stephanie or Steph, whatever.
Nene. You know? She's the Nene. Oh my god, I don't like that.
That's a title. It's Nene Nader. I don't know. Nene Nader.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't know, but I'm so happy. I'm trying to figure out at what point are they going to have a throwaway episode, and how is it going to get boring because they have so much ground to cover that
oh my god.
Where they can like kill this right now. Knock on wood.
Well, he said he had a daughter. What if the daughter got bit and they're trying to find like a way to get back to the soul of the zombies or whatever, and they're keeping
the daughter.
He said he had a daughter.
I assumed she was dead. Oh my god. What? Ryan zombie is what you're talking about?
Maybe that's why all the Ryan heads are sitting there in the fish tanks. He's trying to find the soul so that he can get his daughter back.
Got a little Frankenstein action happening there. Yeah, that would work.
Because there's got to be
crazy after all. And then he's like, he can be like a Woodbury Liam Neeson type because he has the with the okay.
Well, that makes a little bit more sense if, I mean, as to why he wants some sort of Stepford town going on where everybody's perfect.
Nobody. Oh, I like law and order. I like the town of Woodbury. It
That's
has order.
Yeah. No.
I don't know. Soap.
So I'm afraid, I'm afraid that we're going to spend about two episodes in Woodbury. That you want to know what would slow it down? That would slow it down. I guess you could think of Andrea getting all dolled up and comfortable in the town, and then the growing tension between she and Michonne wanting to go, Michonne wanting to leave, and maybe even some little romantic things sparking up between Andrea and the governor.
Yeah.
That would get old really fast. So that's
Like
why I'm
them on
cheering.
the run all the time in the woods, like
No, it's the Dharma Initiative. Like, it's gonna slow down. We're gonna have to find out all the backstory. They're probably gonna introduce a couple of characters. It's gonna be like snooze and a half. Because Rick's gonna be brooding, and Carl, he might even blame Carl. We don't know. Carl probably is gonna blame himself. Snooze and a half. And then finally, zombies will happen again.
Well, see, all of that could happen in like one episode. If they get just one episode and tie that up, I'd be good.
World
That'd
are
be
you
good.
living in?
I'm being hopeful. I'm being hopeful because they
That's what
started
they
so
look like.
World of Hope? Does this place look like a World of Hope to you?
Yes, come on. Oh, I'm
Oh,
being
this is
optimistic.
gonna take like the rest of the season to wrap up.
Oh, no.
The governor's one of the main characters. He's like, he's one of the main characters. That means that means character development more than just fish head things. I mean, fish tank heads. What? Okay. Well, so we got rid of the big bad last season, which was Shane. So yeah, we got to have a new big bad, and that's going to be the governor. My question is, because I've still have not read the books, but so is the prisoner Tyrese? Like, is Tyrese ever going to be on the show now that T-Dog is dead?
I think that was Tyrese. I heard that he was a hybrid of Tyrese and some random black guy, and then.
Well, why can't this prisoner dude be the hybrid of Tyrese?
Because they already kicked, because his name was T-Dog. I don't know what I'm talking about. We don't have Eric here. Eric's read the whole thing, so I'm just pulling it out, don't listen to me. Don't write me either. Write Carl at RoboMinister on
What is
Twitter.
wrong with you? Don't
If
bring me your crazy wrath. I don't want to hear this.
Carl is like taking credit for Carl the kid in the show. I mean,
Oh no, it's so weird.
don't drag me into this. No, just being sympathetic.
So, this is all we really have to say unless you guys got any more things that are bugging you.
Well, I want what Carl said. I want Michonne and
Merle.
Merle
to, get it together. I'm sure Andrea is going to be put in some sort of peril and going to find out the truth, and she might find the daughter, this daughter that is mysterious right now. I hope that happens. Not looking forward to all the big brooding that's going to happen in the next few episodes. Maybe they'll be like 6 months later. That would be awesome.
Carl?
Well, she took it. I agree. That's what I'm hoping too. I want to see this pace get maintained. I want to see more chaos brought in there. I think they're underutilizing Michonne, really. I want to see her really tear something up. And we haven't really gotten an opportunity to see that yet. So I'm ready for more chaos. Bring it on.
Yeah, I'm ready to see some more of her sword uses as well because I heard that she was this big badass and like pretty much she's a vampire and they just took her fangs. So what are we looking at? Like Twilight or something. And I don't want to see the Twilight Michonne. I want to see Michonne. Okay. So,
She's like Matlock in the episode.
these bullet holes look fresh. So, do you think that the police and the military will be shooting at each other, perhaps, maybe? I don't know, Governor.
Madlock. Yeah, she was doing that, and it was kind of annoying, and she needs to watch her step, and I think she will, or not.
I don't think she will. Maybe Merle will save her. Maybe Merle will come around. I mean, he's starting to realize his predicament, I think.
But Michonne had that one guy looking at her. He had, like, dreadlocks, too, and they were, like, eyeing each other down. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
He was
that's
her right. guard.
He was looking at it. He was like iron it down. Woo,
pow, what pow. What we're hoping is that he knows the truth about the governor, and he's waiting for just the right time to talk to her. So he's gonna find the one new person who speaks the absolute least to share all the information to. So that's where I think that's going.
You go intellectual, I go to sex, whatever. Who cares?
28 days later, they're going to be like, well, you know, you're actually here because we have to repopulate the earth. So dreadlock guy, meet dreadlock girl. Let's go. You know, I think that's going to happen.
Michonne, like, she's probably like, she doesn't seem like she has.
She wants none of it.
She doesn't seem like that happens for her. So. And I couldn't imagine it because she's so, like, scowly. Like, how would that look? Okay. Burn my brain. I don't want to imagine it. Get it out of there. Okay. We should end this because this is going nowhere fast. We're making slash fic on the fly.
Got me missing the breast milk. Let's go.
Like, what was it? Zombiegasm?
Yeah.
Mishorgasm. That's what you did. Just right then and there. Who thought Andrea was going to be drugged by that drink?
Me too. I thought she was going to have some GHB. And it was going to be... Oh, I've been watching too much SVU.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I was waiting for, you know, because the bad guy always offers you something to drink. And as he's telling you his devious plan, that's when you black out. It's perfect. Perfect opportunity. So, yeah, see, well, you know, the governor's missing some prime opportunities here all around to just, you know, handle business. And he's... I don't know. I don't find him that frightening is the problem. I mean, he's devious and all that. But, you know, look, we got zombies running around outside. I want to see somebody scary inside.
Is he having the McPherson vibe for you? Like
A little. Yeah. I mean, because, again, I've seen this thing before where, you know, there's a governor in charge of an oasis. And if you're going to do that, make him uniquely sinister. Give me something that.
Well, had zombie heads and aquarium tanks. That's uniquely sinister.
No, they're always crazy in their own way. So that's,
Okay, and that's our show. Go to our website. Leave us a comment at scifipartyline.com. Send us a tweet at scifipartyline. Send us a message on facebook.com/scifipartyline. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
Bye.
I know.
Oh, I think I get Prometheus in the mail today. Woo-hoo-hoo. Can't wait for that.
He sounds giddy.
Oh, I am, because they started showing those trailers for the DVD Blu-ray coming out, like with all the football games I watched this weekend. Uh-huh. And I was just like, okay. And they've gone full on. You know, we all like that, or everybody likes that sound, you know, in the promos for that movie. That,
yeah.
Okay. But now in the newest promos for the DVD release, they're not even holding back. Because now it's just like, and you know what? It still works. Like, they're just bringing it on like full steam ahead. But it still works. It's kind of silly, though. So, really, that's the best sound design they could come up with. But
you got either the wee, 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 or the blah. Blah. So it's one or the other. You get one.
But it's on quick repeat now.
Yeah. It's the higher pitched one. That's real urgent. It's the urgency.
That's our show, guys. We love your feedback or feed Matlock.
What happened is this?
I don't know what that is, but it's a form of feedback that we like on scifipartyline.com. Send us a tweet back. No,
Person wants his feet back.
straight. I've been doing it for 5 years, and I can't get the outro.
Oh, what was the last thing that you kept mispronouncing, like a few episodes ago? That was awesome. That you kept adding like a couple of H's. I don't remember now.
I don't know.
You do that all the time.
The Southern accent. I just can't words, man. Can't do it. Okay, so we have a website, right? And it's partyline.com. We're on Twitter, and it's Sci-Fi Party Line. We're on Facebook. It's Sci-Fi Party. You know, just Google that and search whatever you want to search for, and you'll find it, and then leave feedback, and then Carl will read it, and then thanks for listening. We enjoyed the show. You hope. Wow.
What in the world?
So
going on.
Like, enjoy the show, and we'll see you at the party next time. Bye.
That was sad.
End of line.